This is BOA News reporting by remote, and I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium, with only about 900 dignitaries and officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the Park capital, public viewing areas have been canceled, bars have been asked not to serve alcohol, the torch relay, an Olympic mainstay, was replaced by online lighting ceremonies. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay their final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 Colombian soldiers, former soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities probe why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. Via remote, this is VOA News.